KY says.
Satki wasaib, everyone. What's up? My name is Neha, and the other singers and I have decided to do a mini takeover of our podcast.
I would just like to put on the record that I was not a part of this plan.
Bunsu, you were never part of any plan.
Yeah, do you ever know what the plan even is?
Someone help me, my fellow singers are bullying me.
Don't listen to her. So check it out, KYers. Amiraj, Bunsu and I were practicing our Ojogata for next week, and we want to sing it for all of you too.
Is that mic even on?
Yeah, Amir, it's on. Relax.
Okay, but shouldn't we first at least explain what the Avijogata is and why we are practicing it? I mean, I don't think everyone knows about it.
Yeah, that is a good point. I'm surprised, Bunsu. You actually had a good idea for once.
Haha, Amir, you're so funny.
Okay, back to this. So, to all of you who may not know what we're talking about, the Avijogata is a pratna, and it was composed for our Pujya Guruji Saptam Guruacharya Shri Avijodashi Maharaj.
Right. Our Pujya Guruji is our Sampradaya's 7th Guruacharya. He has been in the Gaudi since January 14th, 1972, and he has been a son since 1969.
Didn't he leave home in March of 1969?
Yes, he did. I remember Guruji telling us about this last year at Shibir. Guruji left home in March of 1969. And then he received Diksha from Sri Shitaldashi Maharaj on May 31st of 1969.
Wait, can someone refresh my memory? Diksha is like graduation, right?
Yeah, like, you know when a person decides you want to let go of everything? Like all worldly bonds and attachments and only wants to focus on doing bhakti and seva.
Wait, so Guruji was born in 1951, right? For some reason, I've always remembered that year.
Yes. Guruji was born on September 24th, 1951.
So then that means that he was 18 when he left home and decided to become a sant. That's so crazy. He made such an important decision at such a young age. I can barely decide what I want to eat for breakfast.
Bunsu, you're just different. But that's a good point. To take such a life-changing decision at such a young age, it's really something impressive.
Yeah, dude, it is. So when Guruji was 18, he went to Sarsa to become a sant and our 6th Guruacharya. Sri Shitaldashi Maharaj accepted him as a Sishya.
Yes, Pujya Sri Shitaldashi Maharaj, who is also known as the Nemi Maharaj, was super strict about following his daily schedule of bhakti and seva. He tested Guruji's faith for a couple of months to see if Guruji could handle the tough expectations of being a sant. No matter how difficult it was, Guruji never gave up. He kept trying, and Sri Shitaldashi Maharaj accepted him as his student or Shishya and gave him Diksha.
So once a sant receives Diksha from his or her Guruji, they are officially a sant. This means they have given up everything, right? Like they don't have normal lives like we do. They have to wear orange clothes, right?
Dude, Riley just explained this to me in satsang. So, santas wear orange clothes, which are called bhagva kapra. Bha means bhakti, ga means gyan, and va means vairag. So, a sant takes an oath to obtain gyan by reading our scriptures, so like our 18 grunts, do regular bhakti like upasa and other prayers every day in the morning and evening, and to renounce worldly attachments like family, friends, and possessions. They are basically devoting their lives to Karta's bhakti and following Paramguru's teachings.
Yeah, that makes sense. I mean, think about how much our Guruji knows. Every time we go to Shibir, I am just in awe. Like, he just picks out any jopai from any grunt, and he has answers to, like, every question. Sometimes the questions aren't even religious.
Yeah, Guruji is one of the most knowledgeable people I know. He knows everything about everything.
Didn't he also compose so many of the bhajans and stutis that we sing?
Yeah, Guruji has composed so many of the bhajans that we sing. But, to be honest, my favorite is Paramguru Chalisa. I do it every day. It just helps me feel so good about my bond to Paramguru.
Yeah, I feel that. I sometimes just put it on the go as I'm walking to class or driving somewhere.
Okay, guys, wait. Pause. I just thought of something. So remember when we said Guruji received Diksha in 1969? So that would mean that in 2019, it was Guruji's 50th anniversary as a sant. Whoa, guys, Guruji has been a sant for 50 years.
Dude, where have you been? Our 2019 summer program was dedicated to Guruji's 50 years as a sant. And on January 5th, which is coming up in a few short days, there's a huge program in Sarsa in honor of Guruji's 50 years as a sant.
Isn't it called the Sadhu Diksha Mahotsav? Like a 50-year celebration of Guruji being a sant and all his accomplishments in these 50 years?
One question I had is why we have this celebration in January. If Guruji's 50th Sadhu anniversary was in 2019, why are we celebrating it now?
Okay, even I know the answer to this question. It's because many of our bhaktos from the US, Canada, and London wanted to go be a part of the celebrations, so we had it now.
Facts. Vantu, I always believe in you. Man, I wish I could have gone to the celebration though. There are probably so many people and other santos at this event. It would have been hype.
I wanted to go too, even if it was just for a week.
Yeah, but we're going to have a mini celebration at Mandir on Sunday. I mean, it's not the same, but it's something, right?
Yeah, I guess. As we prepare to celebrate Guruji's 50th Sadhu Diksha Mahotsav, all I keep thinking is how much Guruji has done in his 50 years as a sant.
So after Guruji became a sant, he was wearing orange clothes, like you said, Bhagava Kapra. Then Guruji became the Kuveracharya, like the head of the Sampradaya, in 1972, right?
Right. He became the official head or Kuveracharya on January 14th, 1972, which also happens to be Uttarayan.
Wait, though, I have a question. So if santos wear the Bhagava clothes, then why does our Guruji wear white clothes?
Oh, I know this. One of us asked Guruji this during Shibir. So he explained to us that it is a tradition in our Sampradaya that the head, or Kuveracharya, wears white clothes, like Paramguru did. Paramguru established this gadi, and so each Acharya that comes after should follow the same rules and traditions that Paramguru did. Paramguru wore white clothes, so our Guruji does that too.
Oh yeah, I remember this now. Okay, so back to what we're supposed to do. We need to practice the Avatar Gatha so we can sing it for the celebration we're doing at Mandir.
I don't understand the entire gatha, but there are some lines I do understand more than others.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Like, you can pick out some of the Gujarati words.
Yeah, like the line about Jar Tirth Dham. I don't know exactly what it's saying, but it's something about the four dhams.
Wait, can we sing it real quick?
Yeah, let's do it.
Wait, let me get the keys going.
Amr, we don't always need the keys.
Actually, I agree with Amr on this one.
चार धाम की महिमा बढ़ाई परम गुरु से प्रीत जगाई लाखों लोग दर्शन को आए मन वांछित फल पूर्ण पाए दीर्घ दष्ट गुरुदेवन की हम कथा सुनाते हैं अजी हम तुम्हें सुनाते हैं अभी चल गुरुदेवन की हम कथा सुनाते हैं अजी हम तुम्हें सुनाते हैं.
This verse means that Guruji has helped all the bhaktos understand the importance of all the four Tirth Dhams, and literally thousands of bhaktos come to each mandir to do darshan and receive Param Guru's blessings.
A quick refresher for those of you listening. Balkuvir Mandir is in Kashur, Gujarat at the location where Paramguru was Prabhat. Amar Dharam Mandir is in Fajalpur, Gujarat at the location where the Dharam tree is. Paramguru performed a great miracle here.
Everyone knows that Sarsa Mandir is in Sarsa, Gujarat, and it's the location where Paramguru established our Gyan Sampradaya, where our main Mandir is.
And then we have our fourth Dham, which is a Samadhi Mandir. It's located right behind the Sarsa Mandir, and all the Acharya Samadhis have been placed there.
Guruji made each of these places very well known and explained the importance of each to all of our bhaktos.
Dude, this would be a great topic for satsang.
I think we should leave that for Bobby and Radhi.
Oh, 100%. Okay, so one thing I think is super cool that Guruji does is that he walks to Balkuvir and Faljapur each year.
Oh yeah, he does. He does a walk to each place. Once a year, right?
Yeah, every Holi, they do a walk from Sarsa to Fajalpur, and every Dev Diwali Poonam, they do a walk from Sarsa to Balkuvir. I have seen pictures, and there are literally thousands of people following.
Well, ever since Guruji started doing more and more satsangs about each place, bhaktas really understand the importance. Like, guys, Bhagwar Mandir is literally the place where Parm Guru was brought.
And Guruji has composed an ashtak for each mandir too. For those of you who might not know, ashtak is an 8-verse prathna, and Guruji composed one for each of the mandirs, Bhagwar, Amar Dharam, and Samadhi Mandir. He has also composed several others for Parm Guru, Karta, and our Gyan Sampraday.
Dang, I remember learning those stutis. Many of them are in Sanskrit, and they're difficult. Amar, you remember learning Pratna Ashtakam Stuti? It's a beautiful stuti, but it took me a few solid weeks to even get it on a basic level.
Even the bhajans that Guruji has composed are more difficult. They have so much gnan, and the words and verses are very meaningful. But I mean, are you surprised? 50 years as a sant gives Guruji so much sat. He has so much energy and brain power from all his years of obtaining Param Guru's gnan, doing bhakti, and letting go of unnecessary attachments.
Ever since he took the gadi, Guruji has been working to propel Param Guru's gyan and connect bhaktas to our sampradaya. Okay guys, I think it's time for some fast facts.
Facts.
Bansu.
Chill back, Raj. It had to be done. Okay, Neha, start it.
Our Puja Guruji established a Yuva Mandal in Sarsa to get more young people active. Yuva is a person between 16 and 30.
In 1982, the 210th Param Guru Pragatya Mahotsav was celebrated with a divine 9-day program, which thousands of devotees attended every day.
In 1992, he organized a 451-day Akhand Dun and Akhand Parayan to celebrate Pran Pratishtha Satabdi Mahotsav of the Guru Gadi Mandir.
He started Kaival Bal Sanskar Kendras in every village to inspire children to become Bal Nemis.
In 1995, he spearheaded a grand Vedic Sanskar Mahotsav celebrated in Chicago, in which several other pious santos took part and hundreds of bhaktas were involved.
In 2001, Guruji launched one of his biggest seva projects. He started the groundwork for Satkaival Eye Hospital, which provides free eye care and cataract surgeries for poverty-stricken people.
In order to raise funds for this hospital, Suvarn Tola Mahotsav was organized. In this Mahotsav, bhaktos donated gold to help fund this project, and it was a huge celebration.
Guruji began the program of Guruji Ninisra in an effort to educate more people about Kaival Dharam and Param Guru. He does these Nisras in India and then started doing them abroad, like in the US, Canada, and London, starting in 2011.
Guruji also started the first youth shivers abroad. I will never forget our first ever youth shiver in 2013 in Baltimore.
And ever since 2013, we have had one shiver each year in a different state in the US. These shivers have allowed so many of our kids, teens, and young adults to connect to our faith and learn about our dharma.
Shibirs are some of my favorite summer memories.
Quick shout out to our Shibir committee. Our next Shibir is coming up in just a few months in Greensboro, North Carolina. See you there, Kaival Youth. Okay, moving on.
Bhuja Guruji has established over 60 new Kaival Gyan Mandirs all over Gujarat. He has also finished the work for the Mandir in Kashi and Balkuvir.
He established the Amar Dharam Mandir in Fajalpur, where the famous Amar Dharam tree is. And he also established a Grand Mandir in Jaipur, outside of Gujarat.
He also established the first ever Kaival Gyan Mandir abroad. Y'all know what I'm talking about right here.
What? Chicago Mandir.
Dude, sometimes I think about what my life would be if I never came to Mandir. I can't imagine it. Like what? I basically grew up at Mandir.
Yeah, we all did. Being able to come to Mandir every week as a kid and teen, and even being able to come now, it is truly a blessing. I can't imagine what my life would be like without it.
So on behalf of all of us here in Chicago, Guruji, thank you so much for your efforts to help us start a Mandir here in Chicago.
Yes, Guruji, thank you so much. We love Chicago Mandir and we love Guruji for making it happen for us.
In our evening upasana, Param Guru says, Char chin hari bhakt ke pragat dekhavan de daya kshama aur deenta par dukh ko har de. You remember this? We learned about it in satsang so many times.
Doesn't it mean that a true bhakta Param Guru always has four characteristics about them?
Yeah, I remember this. Daya means sympathy and Shama means forgiveness.
Dinata means empathy and Paradukha Ko Harale means to take away someone's sorrows. Ooh, Amr, I see what you just did.
Wait, what did he just do?
He said this verse because it applies to Gurji. Think about it. Gurji has each of the four characteristics, especially the last one. He is constantly working on projects that help bring services to underprivileged kids and people. The eye hospital is just one example. He has also started schools in Balguver and Sarsa for poverty-stricken kids so they can have access to education too.
Gurji also started the Samulagna initiative like almost 20 years ago.
Oh yeah, the Samulagna initiative. I remember this because when I first learned about dowry and how people get married, I was seriously disturbed. It's not fair that when people get married, the girl's family has to pay the boy's family money just so she can be accepted by the family. What is that?
Yeah, and especially if the families are poor and can't afford to do all these rituals, it is just a backward system.
But that is why Gurji started the Samulagnan initiative. This Seva project helps poor families get their daughters married without the burdens of dowry or the fears of what will happen if they don't pay.
Yeah. Every year, with the help of so many generous donors, Gurji helps to marry off hundreds of girls to suitable boys. The newlywed couple is married and gets help setting up their new home through this foundation. No dowry business and no bizarre expectations.
Man, just looking at these few things that Gurji has done, it really is inspiring. No wonder he was made the adhyaksh of the Akhil Bharatiya Sant Samiti.
That's an organization of santos in India, right?
Right, and Gurji was made the president through a unanimous selection of his peers.
Honestly, I'm not even surprised. In 50 years, Gurji has done so much bhakti, spread so much of Paramguru's knowledge, and has helped so many people in pain. I don't think we can ever do justice to his accomplishments.
No, we can't, but we can try. By being good bhaktas of Paramguru and following Guruji's teachings, we can make him proud and make his efforts mean even more.
Well said, friends. Well said. Okay, so shall we get into it? We need to finish practicing Abhijogata so we can sing it fresh and fine on Sunday. This one will be for Guruji.
Agreed. And I think I see Radhi and Bobby coming back.
Oh yeah, watch. Radhi will come in here and be like, "What are you doing, fools? Shouldn't you be practicing?"
Dude, I'm telling her you said that.
Whoa, what's going on in here? What are you people doing? Shouldn't you be practicing for Sunday? We're celebrating Guruji's 50th Sadhu Diksha Mahotsav at Mandir on Sunday, and y'all need so much practice. Come on.
Yes, Radhika, we're doing that. We just took a small break.
It's okay, Radhi. I think they were connecting to our listeners and helping everyone understand Guruji's accomplishments from the past 50 years. Right, guys?
Yeah, dang, how did you know that?
Dude, she's a mom. Moms know everything.
Yeah, they do. Okay, so wait. What did the four of you tell our listeners? I need to know this.
We were discussing some of Guruji's accomplishments and incredible efforts. He has done so much to propel Paramguru's Gnan and help people in need.
Yes, that he has. Our Param Pujya Guruji, Saptam Kuveracharya Sri Avijaldasji Maharaj, is a pillar of strength, dedication, and perseverance.
Yes, he is. Guruji e je je karyu che, eni apne kalpana bhi nahi kari sakta. His life work is truly defining. Through his bhakti and sat, he has given so many of our bhaktos real life experiences of purchas. Bhaktos go to Guruji with their worries and problems, and with Pujya Guruji's ashivad, their issues are solved.
Yes, that is so true. So many bhaktos have had such experiences where Guruji's blessings and advice have helped them out of their troubles, pains, and worries. But apne vichar to kariye, Guruji has 50 years of sat. He is seated upon our Gnan Sampradaya Gadi, the very Gadi Paramguru once sat upon. He has Paramguru with him in every single action he does. Sometimes when I'm speaking to Guruji, I feel like I can do Paramguru's darshan through him. Like he is the closest person to Paramguru, and I am sure that Paramguru gives us a message through Guruji all the time.
That is right, Radhi. Param Guru definitely gives us messages and experiences through Guruji, and Guruji's life speaks for itself. He has truly embodied what it means to be a bhakt of Param Guru. We are proud to have such an inspirational guru to guide us. Thank you to our beautiful singers for hosting this fabulous episode. I think maybe they can start taking over our Upasana translations. What do you think, Radhi?
Oh, I agree. What do you all think about that?
I think this is our cue to exit.
I second that.
Yeah. Wait, we gotta finish practicing Avichogata.
Okay, all right. Let these people do whatever they're doing. Gaival youth, stay tuned, because in a few short days, episode 6 of our Upasana translations will be released. Until then, Happy New Year and Sat Gaival Sahib to all of you.
Happy New Year, Gaival youth, and Sat Gaival Sahib.
Happy New Year, Gaival youth.
If you have any questions or comments, please email satsang@gaival.org.
This work is copyrighted 2019 by Gaival Youth, which is a national subsidiary of Gaival Gyan Chicago Foundation. Reproduction in any manner is prohibited without the express consent of Gaival Youth. For more information, visit www.gaival.org or email satsang@gaival.org. All rights reserved. Sat Gaival Sahib.